Niall, the Warriors' season got off with a draw game against Leinster and a match that he's looked like losing, but managed to scramble a draw in a dramatic fashion.
Yeah, there's 11 Steve McQueens in the change room. It was a bit of an escape to victory, but, you know, okay, fair plays. Leinster, great side, and they have bountiful pickings to choose from. But that means a great deal to us because it shows a little bit about our character. We didn't give up. We stuck to it, and I think the main thing we wanted to do was try and not let ourselves down, not let the union down. The star names they have in their team, it can be a bit intimidating, and to give them credit, they bowled fantastic. You know, people say, oh, they got the best conditions to bowl in, but no, you still need that level of skill to execute the plans. And, you know, I can tell you from first-hand experience, it was fantastic bowling, and batting as well, showed extreme patience and a real obvious game plan that they stuck to. And, you know, it was real hard work, but, you know, okay weather, and you can mention loads of things, but I think anyone who saw and anyone who was part of that, you know, it meant so much. It felt like a win, you know, it really didn't. It just you know, means a lot to us going forward. It's something to build on. It's a start, and, you know, after a start, you know, the longest of journey starts with one step, and that's our first step, and it's a great feeling in the changing room. You know, it's...
Yeah, looking forward now to Sunday. Switch back into one-day mode, playing the Northern Knights in a 50-over match. What's the team news?
I don't know. It's the same squad, as much as I know, with Andy Britton to come back in. I don't know what
Stuart
the team...
Thompson.
And Stuart Thompson to come back in as well, sorry. But obviously, I don't know the starting 11 yet.
Yeah.
You know, it's... You know, it's the best we have from our union, and it's you know we're definitely, as you saw Barry, we're proud to represent it, and that's what we're going to try and do. It's as simple as I can say.
You could really see the team spirit there, and the pride at the end, and the determination, just all the best characteristics of North West.
Look, one thing I will say, and I was away from the North West for a long time. One thing that really grew this week was a real team spirit. As hard as Leinster made it for us, and they really made it hard, they really put us under pressure in every discipline. There's a great atmosphere in the changing room and the hotel, you know, even the taxi rides here, you know, there's so much, a great deal of laughter, and it wasn't that we were, you know, not bothered about the result, but it was just personalities that seemed to gel. And, you know, even watching the last few overs, the boys trying to see out with the bat, it's not something that we're used to. I played a little bit of time cricket in England, and it was like flashing back to then. Any day we didn't lose was a great day. But everyone got together, and everyone got behind everyone else. And, you know, that speaks volumes. I would be honest and say I wasn't convinced that that would have always been the case, but, you know, you saw, Barry, that's the way it was. We stuck together, and, you know, every ball that was bowled in those four overs, and every time the ball was fielded, it was a big deal, and the spirit was immense.
The whole RSA under provincial series, it's got off to a great start. I mean, it seems to be going to be a great success.
It's the only way that the North West as a union can learn and start to catch up on the other two unions. You know, cricket's a simple game. It's about the team scoring runs and then taking wickets, and that's something that we need as a union to improve on. And by playing three-day cricket, by playing best against best, it's so... I know the Leinster guys all play for clubs here, but, you know, the quality is top class. You know, they had 9 internationals playing today. You know, they've internationals not playing. That's how strong a union they are. And the Northern Knights are going to be exactly the same. So playing best against best, especially the young lads, the Scott Campbells and the Andrew McBrines and Ricky Lee Dohertys, those guys have 10, 15 years playing best against best. It can only improve their game, because the effort that we have to put in, not even to match, just to compete against the Leinster Lightning, you know, it's real hard work, you know, and we have been working hard under Bobby and Ian to try and raise our game, and we're going to have to go back now to the drawing board and raise even more, because we're not going to get away as lucky in the future. But it can only be good. It can only be good for Irish cricket as a whole. And even the buzz around College Park was fantastic. You know, right throughout the 3 days, it really, really was.